Earth and Sky.
You know, some people experiment around with drugs, get addicted, and others do not. And I think you don't know ahead of time whether you're one of the vulnerable ones. And I think that's a really important message, too, because by the time you do the experiment and you find out, it may be too late, and it's a really hard thing to stop once it sets in.
You're listening to chemist Joanna Fowler, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Fowler, winner of a 2009 National Medal of Science, uses radioactive tracers to investigate the effects of drugs on the human brain. Fowler talked with Earth Sky's Beth Lebwohl about her research and her belief that addiction is a chronic illness.
How can brain chemistry shed light on drug addiction problems in humans?
Brain chemistry mediates behavior. And so we use chemistry on the bench to develop tools to image the brain and to image some of the chemical reactions that occur in the reward system of the brain. And your reward system, essentially, it keeps you eating, it keeps you reproducing, and it's essentially your system that gives a sense of well-being. So if we can image the parts of the cell that work on the reward system, then we can compare the addicted brain to the non-addicted brain and get an idea of what's causing this loss of control that characterizes drug addiction and also characterizes obesity, which is similar kinds of behavior. There's pathological overeating that can't be stopped.
What's your role in researching the chemistry of addiction?
I'm an organic chemist, and what our group does is we develop ways of putting very short-lived radioactive isotopes into organic compounds. And these are organic compounds can be drug molecules. They can also be chemical compounds that bind to specific parts of the cell. And what this allows us to do is to, once the molecule becomes radioactive, then we can image it using a PET scanner.
Now, just for our listeners, when you say, you know, you're injecting drugs, okay, into people, these are very trace amounts. Do you want to talk about that for a second?
Yes, absolutely. So all of the, one of the ways we describe what we do is we use the tracer method. So you use a quantity that can't affect the system. For example, you can inject a tracer amount of cocaine, for example, and the individual does not experience an effect of it. However, the fact that you have a carbon 11 atom in that molecule allows you to track the signal from that carbon 11 atom and make an image of where the cocaine goes in the brain. So there's no behavioral effects or any kind of effects from the amount of chemical compound you inject.
And yet this stuff, the cocaine, the amount being large or small, will still go to the same part of the brain, right?
Yes, yes, it does. It tracks it faithfully.
What has your research about drug addiction shown? What is the cumulative conclusion you've come to?
All of the addictions that we've studied, and that's we've studied cocaine addicts, alcoholics, heroin abusers, methamphetamine abusers, all of these show an understimulated reward system. So we think that what's going on in addiction is that the reward system is understimulated, and so people who are addicted do not have the same pleasure at natural reinforcers like food, so that they may be taking drugs to compensate. The other thing is that generally the frontal cortex, which is the part of the brain that is sometimes called the executive center, it's the part of the brain that allows you to terminate behavior and control behavior and to anticipate consequences of behavior. That part is, if you look at the function is low in that part of the brain. So we think there's a combination of an understimulated reward system, which we can determine with one set of tracers, and an dysfunctional frontal cortex, which causes you not to be able to terminate this behavior or not to be able to override it cognitively. And so we think those two things work together to bring about this addictive state.
Tell me, does your research give clues about how to stop or lessen drug addiction?
We think that if you could essentially boost the reward system, if you could, by magic, increase your dopamine receptors, we think this would have a really important effect on treating addiction, you know, in really fixing the problem. One of the most powerful relapse things that stimulate relapse is to be in the same environment where you've taken the drug before. In that case, it really stimulates craving, and this is what usually causes relapse. So I think, you know, to really treat the addiction problem, you need to tune up your reward system.
What's the most important thing you'd like to tell Earth Sky's global audience about the chemistry of drug addiction?
The most important thing is this concept of addiction as a disease of the brain and the need to try to understand it better, because it's a really a major public health problem. I think we don't tend to think of it, but if you think of the major diseases, for example, cancer and heart disease, a large fraction of the deaths from cancer are lung cancer. A large fraction of the deaths from heart disease are due to cigarette smoking. If you consider the problem of AIDS, AIDS is generally spread by the use of dirty needles from intravenous drug use or risky sexual behavior secondary to stimulant abuse. That's another addiction. If you look at violence and accidents, for example, many of the accidents that we have are people who are driving while they're drunk. Much of the domestic violence occurs when people are under the influence of alcohol. Then you look at obesity, and this is another addiction. So I think understanding addiction and being able to treat it successfully would probably have a bigger impact on public health than anything else we know of.
You've been listening to Joanna Fowler. Dr. Fowler is a senior scientist at the Brookhaven National Laboratory in Upton, New York. She is also a 2009 winner of the National Medal of Science, the nation's highest award for lifetime science achievement. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.